This is Mpumalanga's Best Music on Rise FM with Craig David, and obvious. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, I did say we are having a very interesting conversation this evening. Ngihlala ngikhuluma ngebafati, malungele bafati, hey bafati lokhu. Uyabona manje, I want to make sure this before the year is through. Nemajita now, athi kusi abalulekile, and ngiqala le phasi ku grassroots level. We are talking about the boy child, because we invest so much in grooming the girl child, over looking that the boy child equally needs guidance and direction as they prepare for manhood. It is even more difficult when the only person who the boy child can depend on is a mother. However, there is someone who says, I can help your son navigate the complexities of that transition. So nginaye in studio this evening, I'll be speaking to Mtimanze. I'm speaking to Mpumelelo Ngwenya, who is a founder of the Boys Boot Camp. And already I'm worried because of ngitshele ukuthi vele bathi sine bomaka sifunakala manje. Good evening.
Yebo, sawubona unjani?
Ngiyaphila Mtimanze, njani?
Hayi, siyaphila.
Ngiworried vele yati moya wami sewuthashe phansi kwasho bantu ukuthi ha vele sihlola sithi phela amaswane ethu labantu.
Yeah, angithi lesizama kona ukuthi simkhiphe lo mntwana emfana. Mhlambe ngesinto ngitsi simkhipha ngaphansi kwedidwa batabomake. So we're trying to raise a boy child. We're trying to raise a man. We're trying to raise a father. So what happened is everyone, it's after girls. Girls are being protected. Even our government is concentrating more on girls. Now, what about the boy child? You'll find, now we're protecting the girls. But we are protecting girls from who? From the boys. So ngithena ngihleli nemngani wami Simpiwe, I call him my boy, Simpiwe Sihlangu. So we are the founders, meaning na Simpiwe for that. That's when we decided, because you know what, let's do something for the boys. Because siyabona ukuthi where it's lacking, ukuthi they are neglected, and sometimes bantwana laba neglected, they end up misbehaving. Not ukuthi bayafuna, they want to catch attention. So that's where we come in. We are giving them the attention. We are guiding them. We want to show them ukuthi they must be responsible. Remember, if the boy child protects, he's protecting the girl. Now government will have less job of protecting girls, because the same boys who's the one affecting the girl child is now protecting the girl. So there's no job.
And I think also the narrative changes in agithi bomake, because when you don't have a son, awubi nenzaba nebantwana bebafana vele. You always feel ukuthi vele ku right ukuthi si protect bantwana bemantfombatane. But for us who don't have daughters, we have sons, I'll say it ukuthi I nami sometimes ngiyalwa even nasetikoleni ngiye ngivutha ukuthi hey, just because molo wami mfana akusho ukuthi girls will get away with doing whatever to my son. Now I make a big deal if intombatane said something to my son that is inappropriate. And also even on issues around why our children later on will want to date people that are older. Sometimes we'll find ukuthi umuntu solo usafuna lelithando lamake, but thina sithi we've been doing the right thing. So I'm very excited about this camp, because I do believe ukuthi nathi it will give us the feedback that we need as mothers, so that singadimangalisi uma kumoshakala. But for a parent who doesn't understand the concept of a boot camp, what is a boot camp?
Basically, a boot camp, it's a camp whereby we're taking boys, we're putting them in one place where there won't be women next to them. The first thing is to show them that they can live without women. They can rely.
You're building the backbone.
Yeah, we're building the backbone now. So we're building a stronger characters on the men. Now we're building a man, we're building a father. So, but in order for us to do that, we must remove them from the environment. There's a saying that says you can't choose friends for your children, but you can choose environment for your kids. That environment will choose friends for your kid. So a camp it's where we are changing the environment.
Mm.
It's not the same as the environment that they are used to.
Mm.
So that is basically the boot camp. Mm-hmm. What is it? It's, we just want to move the visual that mm-hmm. we see, the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So we give the boys survival skills, because mm-hmm. when we are in camps,
mm-hmm.
we are just surviving there.
Mm-hmm. So there's camping literally.
There's camping and literally.
Building fires. They are spoiled to shame. And I think it's also a good alternative for parents that are not comfortable with the idea of ngiyengomeni, because I know that some have even fought to say, hey, leyo ukuthi bavele babathathe ngengane ubakubuye sebakutshela ukuthi uhambile asifuni. So if there's an alternative way you as a parent decide ukuthi vele ngiyamfumela, we've prepared this, naye has been prepared emotionally for ukuthi uya ku camp, it's a good alternative, because we are not saying ukuthi lokuye engomeni ku wrong. Asifuni kulahla amasiko. We do believe ukuthi whatever it is labafundiswa yona iyafunakala, but we just want to have some kind of control, for a lack of a better word. Now, how long have you been hosting the boys boot camp, and how many times a year do you host it?
Okay, the boot camp we only started last year. So our plan is to hold the boot camp on all the holidays, the school holidays. We just take the boys just the weekend, 3 days or 4 days, it's enough. Mm. So that's our plan. But we started last year, but camping, I think we are the gurus of camping. We have over 15 years camping.
Mm.
But that's where we saw, when we were camping, that's where we saw, once we do camping, it's where you can think, because there's no network, no cell phone. It's you and the boys.
Mm.
Now you can talk man to man, what is affecting that and all of that.
Mm.
So we've been camping for more than 15 years, but the boot camp, it's only a year old.
Oh, all right. Mm. Now, what is the main goal of hosting a boot camp specifically for boys? Ngobushilo, and you emphasized, kuthi vele bafati bantu batane, abafuneki, sifuna just the boy child. So, without revealing kuthi kwendekalani ngoba sekuthiwe asifuneki, what is the main goal mhlambe outside of just giving them a safe space to cough up lokuba bahluleka mhlambe to open up about to us as mothers?
The main goal of the camp, it's, we are giving the boys, it's a rigorous training.
Oh, okay.
The main goal is to train boys from being boys to men.
Mm.
The main goal, we are removing the boys from the environment, the natural environment that they are used to. And we are giving the boys survival skills.
Mm, you're taking them out of the comfort zone. Ngoba babe to vele bathi ukuthi bahlale sofeni kube ma Wi-Fi TV, that's it.
The first thing that we'll tell them, before we even start the camp, we'll tell them, guys, all of you who are here, just know you are dogs. Because that's what you call boys.
Mm.
So that's where we start.
Orange I am. Yeah,
so that's where we start. So we're giving the boys survival skills.
Mm.
We're giving them a rigorous training.
Mm.
We also do career guidance.
Mm.
By the time your boys come from the camp, we'll know which career is good, what is it he can go and do. He has seen this and this. We sometimes have some other speakers who can guide on other things. But basically, we are targeting boys from... Now, is it single parent or baby mama? So we're trying to assist there. The purpose is that...
Why sing at the absent those that have absent fathers? Sibeke njalo. Because I feel good, whether you're a single mother or not, bakhona ama single mothers that have present fathers. We see teams sibambisene mntwana uyati ukuthi during the week mhlambe ngina mama, but I do have access to papa ngema weekends. Uma ngabe kunala athi ngakhona iguidance, papa vele is involved. Ukhona. Uma kuyiwe esikoleni kuyovuka ukuthi kunenkinga papa ukhona. I think the challenge mhlambe might be for the one who says ukhona but he's not interested, or I don't even know him altogether.
Yeah, I think the blame is too much on us as men. Uthi ngulungulu naka dala lizulu nemhlaba, the first person lo amdala, it was a man. So men will be accountable. Ngithi simadoda siyilahlile lokho. if we had present fathers, there was no need for this boot camp. Because now, those boys, most of them, they don't even have where to look after. Now, remember, a boy takes from looking.
Example.
So now the boys will take from either from the teacher, either from a coach, whatever he's doing. But the boy learned by seeing, learned by doing. So, but now we have situation where there's absent fathers. So because a lot of us, we are to blame as men. There is a lot of absent fathers. And it's really, really painful because sometimes on the camp, you talk to the boy, he will tell you, I'm even afraid of asking my mother this and this and this.
About my father.
Yes, about my father and all of that. He can't even ask the mother about manhood and all of that. So that's the painful part of it. And that's where the boot camp comes in. We are now, after the camp, we give the boys our contact number, that even after the camp,
if you need to have conversations that need a father figure,
and they still have a father figure from us. So we're trying to be fathers for all the fatherless.
Now, what are the age groups that can go on the camp, and how long is the duration of the camp? For a parent who says, I think this might just be something for my son. Obalabanye vele sebane enga. Umbona nje sekane enga. Kanzile enga ngolo kuthi. Na lendo le nkwatisa kangfuni ui kuluma nawe mage ngoba ifuna babi. So for someone who says, just to give my details on kuthi nithatha labanga kanani. Nikala labanga kanani. No kuthi baba legle camp is katlis nganani.
Okay. We take boys from 6 years up to 18 years. So, boys from 6 years can almost do.
Take care of themselves, yes.
They can take care of themselves. You'll be surprised, but boys from 6 years, they can cook for themselves.
Huh?
They can bathe for themselves. They can make fire. They can do everything for themselves. So, it's better to take them while still young.
So if I don't want to go to father figure, mage vele umabona kuthi angifuni utovele ende and not force me to do it. But in an environment where there are other people as well, la baba fana njengami, and everyone must stand for his own. Lapho nami, I will show up for my own. Now, what are some of the benefits for parents of the children?
The benefits are that your children become equipped with basic knowledge. They will be able to handle situations with their mothers. They will now understand the language of the mother. Because now we would have told them that this is how women are, on a man's perspective. Remember now, they know women on a woman's perspective. They only know what they've seen from their mother. Now we'll tell them, look, your mother can say this, but he's not saying this. So when, so when the boy comes back, you will say something and the boy will look at you because he knows, the mother is not saying this. So, but what we're trying to instill on our side is that we're trying to instill discipline on the boy, respect on the boy. We're giving career guidance on the boy. So now discipline, it doesn't have to be forced. We are trying to put discipline peacefully so in the boy so that it's not painful.
It's not corporal punishment.
No.
It's alignment.
Yes. We are not doing any corporal punishment. We are just building a boy there.
Now, because of time, before Hamba, where can people get more details in Mhlambe on the boys' boot camp for the mothers who say we are interested? Where can they go to? Uzokusipa tolema details akho on the boot camp and be able to get into contact with you.
Okay, e boot camp says Talile, says advertiser. Normally siyatholakala ku Facebook. It's Mpumelelo Ngwenya ku Facebook or Simpiwe Sihlangu. Nawe yatholakala ku Facebook. So my numbers ethu yami is 082 579 9313. Number ya Simpiwe is 072 504-9020. You can call, require, and then even manage on my status. I'll be keep on posting Lama flyers where they get details. Oh, one last thing. When you bring the boys, normally we meet at one point. You leave that boy there, you'll find them there. So you don't follow us. Just to tell you,
this is human trafficking.
Even
you must prepare. I strongly believe with indole fanele si plan in a banvana and both mndwana and mtalbati prepare emotionally. And psychologically, for which this is what's going to happen, because vele we are very attached to these children, and another they are equally very attached to bomam. So it's good that we know kuthi kune drop off point senvile batali sebayahamba ke bayembini masocha bayo trainer sebayabuya ke.
It's a secret place. The secret place.
Yeah. Yes. Already I'm thinking of myself kuthi ngalendlela mina ngingi overprotective ngakhona and lo hami futhi uyatitefela nje mutshwayele but ke njengoba bahlala basho bathi change is not easy but it's worth it.
Yes.
No, ngibonge kakhulu uMdimanze for availing yourself, and I strongly do believe ukuthi bomake kakhulu ngisho kini before umntwana akho kuze kufika la mhlambe so uye ma rehab khona nan asesikithi sisizame into letfana naledi njengoba bashilo ukuthi bamkhipha ku environment la ijwayele uya to a different environment ngendeka ukuthi wena uyabona ukuthi ma influences environment yasekhaya ngilakuningi ngakhona ubathandzi labangani bakhe. This is an opportunity as well to send him to a different environment. Lato funza kona to be his own man. Akhetha nebangani laba right, laba in alignment with logo yena lafuna kuba ngiko. Singalindzi ukuthi kuze kumoshakale umntwana abanema addictions kube ngkhani umntwana sahamba. So uya ngobuyolashwa. But uma ngabe kunema boot camp, I know with other races they've been doing these things. We have movies where we watch ma boot camp, belungu and others. But see, this is a first, I'll be honest. Lendwa ngithi ba and I feel it's worth trying. So thank you, Gakulu, for sharing demands, and hopefully they will follow and go onto your socials to get more details and information. But because of time, sito ivala konalana. So azamen. Tikoloti vali when you bankala ngabo kuti ifridge by vala 100. Gwendegan kune put camp.
Oh, one last thing.
Yes.
Discipline. It's not about punishment. It's about helping boys to understand consequences and making better choices.
It's TKZ Bamboji Kuraza FM.